Once upon a time. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was an ox. And every day, the ox would have a huge yoke placed upon his shoulders and would pull a big, heavy plough straight across the field. And it was very hard work. And the ox was very, very tired by the end of the day. And some days there would be a crow that would just land right there on the yoke, the big, heavy wooden yoke that would sit on the ox's shoulders, that would be attached to the plough, that would pull and pull through the soil, turning it over. And the crow would just sit there and would watch the ox working and would very slightly add to the ox's load. And the ox had enough to pull already that he didn't mind a little extra company. But one time, when the farmer was taking a little break, and the ox was very gratefully just lying on the ground, that little crow came up to the ox, just landed right there in front of his face, and said, "Friend Ox, would you like to know a secret?"
"A secret?" said the ox. "What sort of a secret?"
"My friend," said the crow, "I've been wanting to tell you this secret since I noticed you laboring and laboring in these fields. You see, it's a very nice secret. And one that when you've learnt it, why, you'll be very grateful to me."
Said the ox, "what sort of a secret is that?"
"Friend Ox," said the crow, "you have wings."
"Wings?" said the ox.
"Yes, wings," said the crow. "It's just that you've forgotten them."
But the ox looked back,
and the line of his back was unbroken. There were no wings to be seen.
"What is this nonsense?" said the ox. "I don't have wings. I don't have anything of the sort. Birds have wings. You have wings, but I don't."
"You do," said the crow. "You do. You've just forgotten them. And when you remember them, friend Ox, why, you can fly away from here, fly away from your burden, and be free." Well, the farmer cracked his whip because it was time to get up and get moving, and the ox just brushed away the bird's words and began to work once again. All that day the ox worked hard, as every day he would work, for the farmer demanded nothing less. And when he went to bed that night, when he went back to his stall, to the straw that he slept in, why, the ox was thoroughly exhausted. But a strange thing happened, and that was that the ox could not quite get rid of the words that the crow had spoken. The ox could not quite shake them out of his head. They seemed to be stuck in there somehow. So that when all the animals around him had gone to sleep, when the stable was full of the breathing of calves, of cows, of goats, of pigs, the ox himself, he was awake. And as the moon shone down through a window, as the moon shone down upon his body, the ox wondered if perhaps it could be true. If perhaps, maybe, just maybe, he really did have some wings that he'd quite forgotten about. Well, somehow or other, he had a nice sleep. And maybe he'd dreamt of flying, I don't know. But when he woke up in the morning, he was feeling buoyant, feeling light, a feeling like today was a happy kind of day. And the little field mouse, who did his rounds in the morning, checking that all the animals were doing okay, looked up at the ox in the morning and said, "Oh, what's got into you then?" "Huh?" said the ox. "You're looking happy this morning," said the little mouse.
I am," said the ox.
"Yes,
have a nice dream then." Can't remember it," said the ox.
"Well, what's your good news then?"
It's a silly thing, really, and it's probably not even true."
"Oh, go on, tell me," said the mouse. "Tell me, you can trust me, I'm a friend."
"Oh, no, said the ox. "You'll just laugh, you'll just think I'm being silly."
"No, I wouldn't," said the mouse. "I'd never think you were being silly. Go on, tell me. I'll keep it a secret. I won't tell a soul."
"All right," said the ox, "but you won't laugh."
"No,"
said the mouse. "And you won't tell anyone."
"No,"
said the mouse.
"Okay." And then the ox told the mouse what the crow had said. That he might, just might, have wings that he'd forgotten about.
"Oh, that's wonderful," said the mouse. "Good news! No wonder you're happy. Oh, I can't wait to tell everyone."
"No," said the ox. "You said you wouldn't tell a soul."
Won't do that then."
And off went the mouse, skipping and jumping, and before long, well, quite forgotten that he wasn't supposed to tell anyone, and he told just about everyone that he could find.
"The ox has got wings. He's just forgotten them."
Until everyone was talking about it, and everyone was celebrating it. Good old ox, at last he can fly away. So that when the ox emerged from his stall, when the ox was making his way out towards the fields, all the animals were clapping and laughing and cheering and saying, "Oh, congratulations, ox, we heard your good news." And he was rather stunned at first, but after a time, as he could see how they were delighted for him, he felt rather pleased himself. Felt rather proud of himself, indeed, as he walked towards the field and wondered if perhaps, maybe just perhaps, it could be true. Well, that night, when the ox went to bed, with the sound of everyone's congratulations still ringing in his ears, he went to sleep with the extraordinary notion that maybe, just maybe, he had indeed a pair of wings that he'd forgotten all about. Why, the next morning, before any other animal was awake, the ox was woken by something rather uncomfortable and unfamiliar. And as he rolled himself up from the straw where he'd been sleeping, it was quite clear to him that there was something not quite usual with his body that morning. His shoulders felt a little stiffer than normal. His back had sensations along it that he had never felt before. And as he turned around and looked behind him, what did he see? But there, stretching the entire length of his body, there was a pair of wings so beautiful that they took even his breath away. The ox could scarcely believe it, but when the mouse came along, why, the mouse almost fell on his back with astonishment.
"Ox," he said, "look at you!"
"Yes," said the ox, "look at me."
"Oh, the farmer will be very cross when he sees you. Goodness knows he may be trying to clip your feathers so you can't fly. Quick, come with me."
And the mouse managed to get the door of the stall open and led the ox away. And he ran so fast that the poor old ox had to be brisk to keep up with him. So brisk, in fact, that at one point he tripped on a stone And what happened next was the ox fell towards the ground. But by some instinct, by some magic, his wings spread themselves in that moment. Spread themselves wide and full enough that the ox never hit the ground, but rather, with a huge beat of the wings, flew into the sky. And so, if you ever look up into the sky, and you ever see, up there amongst the clouds, an ox flying, you'll know just how it was that he got there.